Hey guys, welcome to our Supernatural After Show. We are coming at you right now with season 12, episode 14, The Raid. I got a special guest. See you soon.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We got Alexis back.
Yay! And also, I'm really glad that I'm back for this episode because it was so good.
It was so good. And I know we all miss Katie. She's taking her little hiatus, but she's going to be back.
Yeah.
But right now, we got it back to me and Alexis. We're gonna share with you guys all sorts of fun stuff today.
So excited.
And I'm also joined by, I don't know if you guys see this little buddy right here. I have Flett Stanley. So Michael Opitz, my cousin's little boy, Flett Stanley's joining me today, and he's on quite the adventure here at the AfterBuzz Studios.
Nice to see you, buddy. I love his tie.
I know. He's very, very, very Fred Flintstone-y.
No, I like it.
So anyway, he's here in the studio with us. Alexis is here with me.
Yeah.
I'm Lindsay Wegner. You guys can tweet me at Lindsay Wegner. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm joined by Alexis Torres.
Hey, guys. You can find me all over social media at atorres890.
And we're gonna, Alexis has the chat up, so this makes things so much easier because she's able to keep up with it when I cannot.
Dude, there's a lot, especially because of this episode, there's probably gonna be a lot of
back and forth. I tried to take moments where I was like, okay, I'm actually just gonna keep this all in one paragraph and just go back and forth.
No, it's all good.
But, okay, yeah, big episode, initial impressions.
So, like, I had to rewatch because I was like, oh man, it's been a couple days since a couple weeks since there's been a lot going on in my life. So I had to rewatch at least the last like three episodes, and I was like, man, this season is in full throttle. To be honest, one, two, I love having Mama Winchester back, but I also really don't like how the boys are treating her. It's kind of driving me insane a little bit, just a little bit. Like I understand where they're coming from with the fact of just like, hey. You know, you just come back into our lives. This guy burned my foot. Or, well, not him specifically, but, you know, the establishment did that, and it's hard for us to get over that. But at the same time, I'm like, I feel like your mom wouldn't just be diving into something that she didn't really know, but then she kind of already... It was weird. It's just, I guess because it's hard to disrespect your mother, so hearing it is hard, you know? And I was like, Dean, stop being a broody little teenager and just let's get past it, buddy. We've got bigger fish to fry.
And I think that's the frustrating point is that there's so much more that needs to be done and get taken care of. So this is small potatoes right now is what it seems to us. Mm-hmm. At the same time, it's a betrayal.
Yeah.
And to be gone for so long and for her to, you know, say, yeah, oh, like, I need the space, I need the time. But that actually wasn't it. She didn't need the space and time.
Yeah, she...
So I can understand the little bit of the angsty teenager coming back out being like... Yeah. The same way that he was probably when he was 17.
I felt like that was coming back, which I was like, okay, again, I completely understand where you're coming from. But it's just hard to watch because I'm like, this is your mom. You got her back. You guys were like tiny. When you lost her, like, don't push her away, you know?
Yeah. It's a tug of war here, but luckily we get a little bit of closure to the situation.
We do.
Big episode. We have major moves at the end of the episode, mm-hmm. which we'll talk about more a little bit later. So reminding everybody the cult can only not kill five things in all of creation, we find out. Definitely one of them is able to be killed tonight.
Yep.
And so basically where do we leave off from the last episode is what is Mary's conversation with Sam and Dean? Mm-hmm. Where does this leave them? They tortured, you know, Tony tortured Sam.
Yeah.
Badly.
Oh, yeah.
This was crazy. And, you know, they get put off into this lockdown place, finally get out, kind of get help from the Men of Letters, but there is this disconnect between the two of them, and Mary says the Men of Letters are doing it in a better way.
See, when she said that, I was like, I feel like that's not completely true. Like, I understand that they know how to sell a product very well, and like, we can get rid of all the monsters, and I was like... One, we wouldn't have Supernatural if you did that. Two, I'm not confident in their methods, which we found out at the very end of the episode. I was like, yep, that fear was definitely correct.
There's some craziness.
Yeah.
going on with the Met of Letters.
I don't remember the guy that ends up drinking whiskey with, or scotch with...
Mr. Ketch.
Yes. He's always rubbed me the wrong way, and I feel like I'm slowly, like, really starting to see it this episode.
Just the way they keep... The way they initially were talking about him, and he was being even mentioned in the beginning, mm-hmm. and then we saw the hand, finally, we saw the motorcycle, so we see all these little bits and pieces of him, and it never, ever felt good.
Ever.
And you know? There's a catch to Mr. Ketch, as I've been saying for weeks like now. There is a catch to him, and yeah. I think we're finding that out most definitely in this episode.
Right.
So the boys have questions, obviously, for Mary. She mentions that this actually happened before she met Wally, and that she actually was the one that had to burn the body and tell his wife and all that stuff. So it was difficult for her as well.
That was rough.
3 days later, we get Mary and Mr. Ketch. They get into this heavily secured building, and they talk about the AVD, which is a new toy. And
I love how it always kind of creeps me out how he refers to all their like gear as toys.
He makes it dirty.
Yeah. Okay.
I hate to like say it in like a gross way, and it's not really a gross way.
It's not
because we're not discussing it like that. But the fact that he makes it dirty.
Yeah, but it's weird to me because it makes me feel like he's enjoying what he's doing. One, two. It's like, oh, look at my playthings.
He is enjoying what he's doing.
It's gross, and I don't like it.
It's a little gross.
I don't like it.
He asks Serena to unpack his bag and take it to the armory. She mentions that she has 3 PhDs, and she's annoyed with the fact that he's putting her to, like, some secretarial work.
Mm-hmm.
And we see Mary looking out at her outgoing apology text to Dean.
Oh, so sad to watch.
And flashing back to Mary telling them she's doing this for them, and she needed time and space, but she's been spending it with the Men of Letters. And Dean's like, just be our mom.
I thought that was kind of rude. I was like, you can't expect your mom to try to be your mom after what happened.
She's not just your mom. She is a hunter. This is and Mr. Ketch is doing all the things to lift her up and make her feel like the best hunter there is.
Yeah, and the fact that, like, you guys are grown people. You guys are grown-ass men. I'm going to say it, right? Like, just like that. Because, like, she can't mom you like that. Like, how you're probably thinking in your head. So, like, she can't be sitting at home making peanut butter and jelly and doing all these things. Like, that's not how that works. Okay, have fun hunting, sweethearts. Like, you can't. That's not how it is. She's her own woman, you know?
Well, they make it very clear that they think that she's made her choice.
Oh, how rude.
And, Dean points towards the door. Sam actually tells her to go, too. So they're,
I hurt.
They're in like, it together. I didn't hurt. I wasn't... I don't know. I'm a little bit... They need their moment.
No,
this
correct.
This is brand new information for them. So, like, her to go off and do her own thing, even before she met the Men of Letters,
yeah,
she still needed her moment once she got back into it to reassess. So I think they deserve their moment.
Sure, yeah.
Their time, their space.
Yeah.
Mr. Ketch comes back telling Mick that they've terminated another nest with no complications. Mm. It was almost boring, and Mary's this excellent hunter. And Mr. Ketch says that they already have the best Winchester. They don't need Sam and Dean, but it's apparently not up to them. It's actually up to the older
men. It just said older men. I think that there's obviously like a board or something that they call the shots, and then these
they're
guys...
following orders, which is kind of crazy. But they're, I mean, you thought Mr. Ketch was the one in charge of everything, and it clearly is.
I feel like Mr. Ketch is playing double, you know, not devil's advocate, but he's playing double agent where he might be playing a smaller role, but he's actually pretty
a bit an important
pretty
person.
Pretty head honcho.
Well, what I thought was interesting that they said that once Sam and Dean were on, all the other hunters would follow suit.
I mean, that makes sense. I feel like they've done the most, but they've also done the worst at the same time, because some of the times we're supposed to only just be hunting stuff, and then the boys get into trouble, and then the hunters are like, what is happening? Like, why is the world ending? Oh, the Winchesters.
So I saw somebody in the chat, Ivan, said, why do the old men want the boys so much?
Well, I mean,
like we said, if they're getting all the hunters on board, and we know there's a catch to Mr. Ketch, there's a reason he wants Sam and Dean. There's a reason the older men want Sam and Dean. And whether it's to take them out so that they can do it their way.
Yep.
I don't know what it is, or whether they can get all the hunters on board and take the other hunters out really easily, because no one's going to be as good as Sam and Dean.
Yeah, no, I agree. I feel like they want to get all the hunters together. This is my prediction for the season, is that these old men, or the men... Why am I forgetting the name of the group all of a sudden?
The British Men of Letters?
Yeah, thank you. The British Men of Letters, that they want to get rid of the American hunters because they're like, we don't need you anymore. We've got technology and all this other stuff. You're just getting in the way. So we're just going to annihilate you and be the best hunters in the entire world, pretty much, is what
but I'm best saying. Is questionable.
Well, yeah, because their methods are stupid.
The method is very, very different. Dean mentions there's this dead guy in Akron with his throat cut out, and Sam's like, the guy was a drug dealer. I don't really think this is a case we need to follow.
His throat was slit. There's a difference.
And Dean said that he needs a case now. Sam's ready to forgive Mary. Dean still wants to continue to freeze her out. And he feels upset that Sam plays the middle, and he's like, you gotta pick a side. You have to choose a side.
Brooding Dean always makes me angry, because, like, as soon as he gets into one of his funks, he's fully on the extreme side of one, and then Sam's like, I don't know what to do right now. I just want everyone to love each other. And it sucks.
Well, Sam ends up going to Mary. He meets her at the warehouse, the facility. She apologizes and says that there's a world without monsters, and Sam could have a different future ahead of him, like going back to school. But we've seen
what happens.
The potential and possibility of this, and it doesn't necessarily work out either.
Yeah, because they end up wanting to hunt anyway, or something else happens. Like, stop.
Exactly. What happens when all the monsters are gone? What are they going to do?
I mean, Dean already tried to be domesticated. That did not work out as well for him, and Sam, well... Sam.
So she takes him on a tour of the building, that basically control room and temporary base, make a surprise to see Sam. But he basically tells him that there's a way that they can destroy every vampire for good.
That was pretty insane.
Sam's all ears.
Yeah.
I was ready to listen.
I was on the same boat. I was like, okay, I want to see what you guys can do.
Let's see what you got. Mm-hmm. Let's see what you're talking about, how we're going to go about this.
Yeah.
Sam's back at the bunker by himself, or Dean's back at the bunker by himself alone. No knock on the door. No alcohol left. It's Mr. Ketch.
Can we talk about, I mean, I'm assuming it's because of the way the door is, but his knock was loud.
It sounded echoed.
Yeah.
And deep.
Yeah, like, for some reason, that was weirdly foreboding to me, that maybe he's not fully human and, like, actually, like, a person. Ooh. You know? Like, it felt like that knock should have been, like, a demonic knock. And I was like, what is going on? But, I mean, also, it's an old bunker.
Sure. So, it was loud. He says that, obviously, he knew where the bunker was because it was a part of the Men of Letters. So it wasn't hard to find.
Come on.
And he brings a rare, expensive bottle of barrel-proof scotch, which was actually aged 33 years, I saw in the bottle. Which is a long time.
Yeah, that scotch is going to be real good.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
I know that Macallan 18, I believe, costs $36 at the bar I work at.
Nice.
For a shot.
Yeah.
That's 18. So it's almost doubled.
So yeah.
For
so
the 33. So it's going to be a couple $100 for a shot.
Which if you go to like a well-known, like, not liquor like store, but like one of those like really fancy ones, you can buy stuff for that's $100.
Sure. You can buy it for a couple $100. Mm-hmm. It's like buying a bottle of Louis Trey or whatever.
Oh, jeez.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So Mick ends up beginning this meeting without Mr. Ketch. He's wondering where he is, but he begins the meeting without him, introduces them to Pierce Moncrief, who's a hunter out of Baton Rouge. They also introduce Elton Moorhead, who's in weapons development, and Serena Coleman, who's the head of security. Basically, at the beginning of their operation, there were 241 vampires. They've now cut that number down to 11, and that's in this Midwest region alone across the 12 states.
It's insane.
So they've got it down to this one nest, which is basically located in, like, Wichita.
Yeah.
And they treat the vampires like terrorists.
I mean, that...
Going after the mate, which I was like...
That's never good.
I was like,
Jesse.
Wow. Okay. They're not going to decapitate them. They're going to go after the alpha. When they find the nest, they wait and watch. They determine its size and relationships with other vampire groups, and they assemble a team to wipe them out, which I do actually think that whole research part of it is great. The problem is when we're watching these episodes, the boys don't have enough time to do all of that research to kill something. They're just going to go in and do it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I love the fact that we have the dynamic of doing the run and gun aspect with the boys and Mary to a point, and actually Castiel, especially in the past few episodes. And then we have these guys that are more tech-based, but that also could be a problem if you don't obviously act on it right away.
Well, my other question is, the boys sometimes do leave a mess.
Oh, yeah.
This doesn't necessarily leave a mess. This pretty much cleans everything up.
Yep. Yep.
So are you going to go the quick and messy way? are you going to do it slow and get it? It's like, that's the age-old quote of when people are training you to do something.
Yeah.
Are you going to get it done half-assed, or are you going to actually do the work and take the time to do it?
I think it's so interesting, too, because, like, sometimes people who do technically do it in a very quick fashion, sometimes it just works for them and they never mess up. But there's also people who are, you know, like the tortoise and the hare kind of thing, to, you know.
Slow and steady wins the race.
You know? So it really just depends on who you are. But I feel like, at least in supernatural world, with supernatural science, as I like to call it, mystical science, it never works out.
Nope.
It just kind of happenstance.
Well, they do talk about that they've got this AVD, which we know is the anti-vamp device. It's locked and loaded. This completes phase one, and they're going to continue on to the rest of the country after this Midwest region. In Wichita, we see a girl, a vampire, that says that her whole nest is dead. Well, meanwhile, a man comforts her, letting her know that she needs to drink to get her strength up, says they're safe, along with all the others. He chose this warehouse because it's a fortress, and no one gets in without him knowing it. Meanwhile, the Alpha shows up. What was his name?
I don't remember his name because I always called him the Alpha.
I just called him the
Alpha. If you guys know, put it in the chat. We'll say it out loud. But, like, it's nice to see him again because I don't even remember what season that was when he was there and we got to see him. Mm-hmm. But it was really cool to have him back again for that.
So. And Candace, you're right. The boys are all about saving who they can.
No, it makes sense.
They can't rack up bodies while they're doing research.
Yeah.
Thanks for staying up again, Candace.
Yay!
Mr. Ketch and Dean are drinking this scotch, trying to have small talk. No one predicted, this is what Mr. Ketch says, no one predicted that Tony, except he knew this, would do all this torture and go rogue. But the older men have taken a liking to the boys. So this I found interesting.
Okay.
Mr. Ketch predicted that Tony would torture Sam, that this was okay with him. This made so much more sense as I saw him throughout this episode.
Right?
Because was she trained under him? And was that his... She says she went rogue, but did she?
No.
Or was that under his... This is what he told her to
do. No, I think...
She was following orders.
I think, yeah. Either she was following orders, or I think she did train under him, and then she just kind of took it to the next level where she was going to be using it in a more crazier fashion. Because to him, it looks like he would never do this to, like, a human being. But he would definitely torture, as we saw in the scene, which was extremely hard to watch. I was not comfortable with it.
It's always hard to see. And it is a double standard.
It is.
It's hard to see you thought Ketch dated Tony. It's hard to see a man hit a woman.
Yeah.
And it's so different what your hand, I hate saying this, you guys, please bear with me here for a moment. An open hand versus a closed fist.
No, it's just
a totally different thing. And I'm not saying either's okay. I'm not saying it's okay for women to hit men. I'm not saying any of that. Obviously, we know in this world there has to be violence, there has to be killings, there has to be stuff. But what he did to her, repeatedly punching her in the face, I mean, that got to Dean.
Yeah, like...
When it gets to Dean and it's a monster, it's bad.
Yeah, I mean, I love that Dean also, not to say that he's gotten soft through the years, but he's also understood because he's seen so many different walks of life that he understands that even... And in his head, even though she is a vampire, she's still a woman, you know? Like, it doesn't matter in that aspect. And the fact that I'm totally with you on that, open or closed, like, it's still uncomfortable, but it's more uncomfortable to watch someone literally being punched in the face over and over and over. And, like, as a person who's done martial arts since she was, like, 5, you know, I understand that even cops will tell you, even if a woman beats a man, that woman will go to jail for abuse. Like, that is a thing. Like, nobody gets justice on that. As a person who technically has to grapple with men and all those kind of things, like, it's still, like, I will never sit there, grab somebody's face, and continue to punch into it. Doesn't matter if I'm a woman or whatever. It's just not right, period. And so I really appreciated that Dean didn't just let it go.
Yes.
Because that's what I was afraid they were going to do. I thought they were going to cut there, and then the next scene would play, and then we would come back to them, and she would be bloody in a corner, and we'd be like, okay, well, now that we're done, we can move on.
Exactly.
Like, oh, my God.
I'm glad they stopped that. They definitely gave us more with Tony beating or torturing Sam than we saw with this, thankfully.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that, like you said, Dean stopped it the way that he did and then said, you know, look, we need information. I'll make it quick if you tell us where they are.
Yeah, I mean, like I
said. She's not going to live. They can't let her go, so they're going to have to kill her. But let's make it quick. Let's not do this, like,
beat
somebody up. So, Yeah, and the Mr. Catch also mentioned how the boys would eventually get stir crazy if they weren't going after monsters.
I mean, and it's, but it's actually true. Oh, okay. But yeah, like, it's actually, it's true, you know, that, that, oh my gosh, I lost my
We know Catch kills humans. I know that. We know that.
Yeah, sorry. I was looking at something else where, oh yeah, he was in season 7, and nobody knows his actual name. It looks like it's just Alpha. But, yeah, I'm just, I had never figured that, like, because Dean has also done tortures back in the day where he's mm-hmm. actually done the same thing to people, but I like that since, like, season 5 or even season 7, he's kind of, we've kind of stopped seeing those torture scenes between mm-hmm. the two of them to interrogate someone, so I feel like he's learned and been a seasoned hunter at this point in time where he can be like, just, you know what
figure
your fate
out
is.
A way.
Yeah, we know, you know what your fate is going to be, just tell us, just mm-hmm. get it over with. And just tell me, you know, and I'll make sure that it doesn't last for that long. You know, I don't know. I found it very interesting.
So she does mention that the vamps actually went to hunt the hunters, and that's why there's no other vampires there. So they did mm-hmm. get the information out. That's where they've gone. Meanwhile, we find out from Mick and or from Sam that Pierce and Rufus actually used to work together. And Pierce is really excited to meet Sam. So they worked together one time, which means the one time they worked together, Rufus got killed.
Yep.
Right?
So I was like, I don't like this guy.
Yeah, I don't like this guy. I'm like, already something's off, just the way that they introduced him and the way that he claimed, like, he was this, like, specific, like,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, the king of the hunters.
Yeah, and I was like I didn't even write it down because I was like, you're not even worthwhile.
He's not.
No, don't like that.
Yeah.
So we see outside the facilities of the men of letters that the security guards attacked. The vampires are at the gate. They use the guard's hand to open up the gate for the security code. And meanwhile, another guard tries to get in the building, and the vamps attack him and kill him. Yeah. But Mary's able... They start the lockdown process, but Mary's able to decapitate one of them. Sam hits another one. They end up capturing them.
Which
and
is smart. To do.
They were told by the alpha where the men of letters were. Mm-hmm. So Mary decapitates him when the vamp
she's
says
such,
they're all dead. She's
such
like
a bamf. I love her so much.
Yes, amazing. So at this point now, Mick is not prepared for this like takeover, and there's not even time for a spell. The building wasn't made for defense. So
which in my brain I'm going, I'm sorry. You didn't think to make yourself into, like, kind of like a massive fort?
Like,
because
yeah.
Eventually someone's going to find you. What?
It was a little strange.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume that they probably weren't thinking that they were going to get found out right away. But I'm like, you should always just prepare, you mm-hmm. know, for the worst.
Better security measures. And the fact that there were only 4 or 5 people there?
Yep.
It's like, don't you have multiple other, like, you had 2 security guards, that's it?
Yeah, I think that's
for
as much
an armory
as
of weapons,
and the fact that they couldn't even get to the armory. Too.
Please tell me what these older men are going to do when they find this out.
Oh my god, I don't even want to know at this. Well, I do want to know, but you know what I mean.
They do say that all the weapons are in the armory. Mary asks for something stronger because they don't have many weapons between the two of them, and this is where I'm like, they're bringing out the Colt. I know it.
Well, yeah.
There's no bullets for the Colt. Luckily, Bobby Singer saves the day because he gave Sam a recipe to make the bullets for the Colt, as long as they have holy oil, sage, and myrrh, and he tells Mick that he's got to make this.
Yep.
So meanwhile, Sam, Mary, and Pierce head off to the armory. Sam ends up holding off 2 vamps while Pierce and Mary go to the armory while Mick creates this bullets spell for the bullets. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, Pierce is yelling through a door. And Mick opens it, and Elton's killed by this alpha vampire.
I was like, what happened?
And Serena goes to attack him, and she gets bitten in the throat.
Oh, my God. And that didn't last very long at all. Yeah.
And we find out Sam obviously killed the other 2 vampires. And Pierce apparently keeps the alpha off the radar because he pays him well.
Yeah.
Child support, I guess, or what did he say? What did he say? Child support or alimony?
I think it was alimony. Yeah.
So Pierce led the alpha right to the men of letters, and the alpha's mad because so many of his children have been killed. Ugh. No one cared what happened in England, but now in America, he's pissed. He's mad. This is his home. Yeah. And Mary, we see a little flashback to being knocked unconscious by Pierce, who broke the anti-vamp device. Mm-hmm. I like the little back and forths we got here. It reminded me of 2 episodes ago when we had the whole Reservoir Dogs.
So
like theme going back and forth between the days and the times.
I've noticed at least with, because last season was pretty normal with how their filming is. I feel like for this season they amped it up. Like it's a little bit more artsy to a point. Not to like it's not like completely straight away from Supernatural, like back in the day kind of stuff. But I love that we're messing with different camera angles. We're messing with different styles. I mean, we've always had those really fun episodes of Supernatural where we have like the trickster and he's like, "Let's do a game show," and like silly stuff like that. But I love that we could still be serious but also still have a theme to it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like that Reservoir Dogs episode was like one of my favorites. Like it was really good.
Like you said, it's heightening it a little bit more. Yeah. It's getting you a little bit more excited about what's going on and the little details that you want to know.
Yeah, because when we get to that next part with the cult, like that angle was fantastic. And I was like, I want more of these shots.
I knew that whole thing happened, though.
Oh, did you?
I knew it. I was like, no. They got this taken care of.
Yeah.
So the Alpha tells Mick to make a call to London, admit defeat, cancel what's been going on in America, and then the Alpha will devour Mick live for them. This is where we see Mick knocking out Pierce while Sam grabs the Colt. The Alpha says he can't be killed by Sam, but Sam doesn't agree. He says the Colt can't kill him. And this is where the wheels are turning.
So cool.
So Sam says, look, if you let my mom and I go, we'll let you go. We're going to have this fight at some point.
Yeah.
We'll do it at another time and place. Mm. You can do whatever you want with Mick, but mom and I let us go.
Yeah.
And we think Mick is pissed off, so he takes a lunge at Sam.
But, like, you can
clearly... But if you really know...
Like, you can clearly see that when he grabs him, like, Sam grabs his hand, and I was like...
We know what's going on here. We saw him quickly grab the bullets.
Yeah, and earlier. You showed him, too, when he did this. I was like, all right.
So he hands Sam the bullet. This is when Mary hit the Alpha, then he was able to load the bullet into the Colt. So all this is happening, this little, like, back and forth.
It was really nice.
Sam cocks, when he says, we both know there's no bullets in that gun. Sam cocks the gun. Shoots him right in the head.
And that's what I was saying. That shot of from where Sam was in through the bullet hole and out, and then watching him like smirk to the point where he dies. I was like, this is insane. Also, Supernatural. I love this level up with your filming. It's
so good.
Awesome.
It just keeps getting better and better.
Oh no, I can't wait. I can't wait for the next few episodes. It's gonna be fantastic.
When we come back from commercial, Mary mentions that they killed a few more vamps, but a couple ran, and they're still out there. So we haven't completely cleared out the Midwest region.
I didn't think they were going to tonight. No,
but we got a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah.
We got a bunch.
We got them out.
This is when Dean and Mr. Ketch arrive, and Mick's upset that Mr. Ketch wasn't there. People died, and there's no remorse or sympathy for Mr. Ketch whatsoever.
Nope. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I feel like he's just not human. I mean, granted, he could be just that type of human who just doesn't... He's just soulless or something. You know how, like, when Sam was soulless, you know? So I feel like he might be in the same boat, maybe.
There's some sort of, like, robot-type situation going on.
I don't know specifically, like, what the details are of why he is this way. Maybe he had, like, a wife and kid. They died by some sort of demon or monster or whatever. So now he's, like, on this weird rampage to just cause havoc. But at the same time, I also feel like he must have done a deal with somebody.
I think a couple people have said that they want to know the backstory behind Mr. Ketch, too.
Hell yeah.
So, I mean, I'm that would be you. Great to get a little bit of more of what happened there so that we understand him a little bit better. Mm-hmm. But we may not, as an audience, want to understand why he is the way that he is. There may be no sympathy for him, especially with the way things are going and seeing how he's acting.
I feel like I would like to. If they don't, I'm not going to be upset. There's just that he might just be just pure evil.
We understand Rowena's backstory and why she did what she did last week to Fergus.
And
I know some of you were upset with Rowena. At the same time, some of you were like, well, this... serves him right.
But also, I mean, to their anger of that, I think Rowena did a really great job because she's also still, again, she's still a mom. Like, she, and also you took her kid away.
And it was heartbreak for her.
Yeah. Like,
too. You saw that.
And we know that family. Like, come on, guys. They're built on revenge and getting payback. Like, that's, like, their thing. So the fact that she did that and was totally fine with it, and also the fact that she showed, like, her heartbreak was there. Mm-hmm. And Fergus kind of was just like... all right, and just moved on. Like, it, he couldn't even do anything because he understood that, eh, all right, you're here to mess with me. I get it, you know, and it's just, it's crappy, but it that's how their family works. Mm-hmm. They're dysfunctional like that.
That's their dynamic.
Heck yeah.
So Dean mentions he was worried about Mary, which is why he kind of came after them. And she says, he says that she's an adult. She's going to make choices that he's not always going to like. And we see the other side of the parent.
Yeah.
We see the kid a little bit be having a parent moment where, I mean, I'm sure all of our parents have said to us at some point, I don't like the choices you're going to make, but you have to learn on your own.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to make these decisions. And I know sometimes I try and stop them. And as kids, we go, we need to learn it on our own.
Yeah.
We need to make these mistakes so that you don't make them again or you keep making them and are stupid or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. But I mean, and also, like, again, she's technically supposed to be in her 60s, and these guys are well into their 30s. Like, yes. It's, you just got to let it go.
Yes. Exactly. Well, this at this point, we then see Mr. Ketch bringing Pearson, who's in chains, and he says that they have ways of dealing with hunters who go rogue. He likes people that go rogue, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
And it isn't pleasant. And Mary and Sam both say good.
Yeah. I mean, I think they understand. It was kind of weird because it looked like they were both saying good as in, like, yeah, if a hunter goes rogue, you know, you should deal with them. But at the same time, they were kind of like, good. Like, we should probably put a pin in that for later.
Cause, we'll come back to that.
Yeah, because that seemed a little iffy.
Mick is embarrassed. He starts talking to Sam. He's like, I feel like you caught us with our pants down.
I mean, you did.
He did. But Sam right away jumps in and goes, I'm in. He's in.
Well, because I feel like he can use this technology to his advantage, and he can teach them to be better at what they're doing instead of just relying
on
people who've never hunted.
I think the ways that Sam and Dean work, if they can work together and there isn't a catch to Mr. Ketch, I think it's going to be better. I far prefer Mick over Mr. Ketch.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
There's some goodness there, and there's some understanding and him feeling bad because he's like, we lost people.
Yeah, and
we lost people. He was upset that he lost Serena and
I mean, that's Elton. His team, you know?
And Sam says, you know, the alpha vampire is dead. They're changing the world. He wants to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. And he says, give him some time, and he's going to try and get Dean on board.
It's going to take some time.
It's going to take some time.
Yeah.
It's going to take more time than it took him to just flip a turn.
Yeah.
Even though it's been how many episodes since, you know, we're 14 episodes in, we're already over halfway through a season. We're into basically the third trimester here.
I mean, yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
And, so let's, should we get into some predictions?
Let's do it.
Let's get into some predictions, you guys.
Light show. Now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Next week we have Hellhounds. This is what we saw in our little teaser. We see Dean and Crowley working together. Dean in some sexy glasses.
Yes. I'm all about this life. Yes. Heart. I was like, more, please.
And they say, it's the Hellhound. So it's not just a Hellhound. It's the Hellhound. Just like the Alpha.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
The Alpha.
Yeah.
So my question is, are we tying up all the loose ends? Are we killing all the main things? And we are essentially knocking out every kind of monster? We getting to that point?
I mean, wait, did we get an announcement for season
13? Season 13? Oh.
No, like, yeah, we have like three. Wait,
oh, we got that.
Yeah.
3 months ago.
Yeah.
They announced it so early. So it was already picked up because the season is just out of control. No, amazing.
So good. Because I'm trying to figure out. If they decide to do, let's say they decide to kill all, like, the main people, like, the main ballers of the supernatural world, what do they do after that?
Well, that's where, I mean, we think next season they're going to be fighting the Nephilim or figuring out what's going on with this. That's going to be the basis of Lucifer's child, whether it's good or bad, if, you know, what exactly is going to happen there. But then we miss out on these Monster of the Week episodes because once you kill off all the monsters, what's left to do? Unless this Nephilim creates something new. Remember, we're also 14 episodes from God and Amara.
I mean, that's true.
Going on hiatus.
Yeah.
So
they could come back. Okay.
What's happening there? But we also see Lucifer and Crowley. Lucifer certainly is.
I mean, yeah.
On his game.
It's just so weird to see. I mean, it's awesome to see. I can't remember the actor's name off the top of my head, but it's
Mark Pellegrino.
It's nice to see him back as Lucifer. It's awesome. As soon as that episode ended and I got to see him in his original vessel, I was like, yes, I missed you. But yeah, I feel like because the fact that we are, at least from my prediction, because we're killing off all the main dudes, I think that, well, not dudes, but you know what I mean, that I feel like, one, yes, it could be open for a new door. Also, we might end up going down the route of, I mean, maybe not killing humans, but dealing with the British men of, oh my God, letters.
Taking that over, mm-hmm. figuring that out.
Yeah, because I feel like there's a lot of seasons on different shows right now that are like, here are the monsters that we usually have to fight, but now we have to deal with humans, you know, kind of thing. I mean, it would be weird because it's supernatural, so you're supposed to be dealing with the supernatural, but I feel like you can do that with clearly a corporation that's just not in it for what you think they are.
Sure.
You know, or they could be run by something that's actually demonic. And we
exactly.
won't know. Yeah.
And I think that's maybe the way they attack it, because I'm afraid if they go after humans, we're going to get to the actual social justice of it.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be weird.
So that's going to be, unless it's coming from something supernatural, I think they have to stick to that vein.
No, but that's why I'm saying I don't think they're going to be human exactly, and I don't think they're actually going to be killing humans at this point in time. I just think that there's going to be either humans that might be possessed, or the fact that maybe they're actually different types of creatures that they're turning into human. Like, you never know. Because I just feel like this whole establishment or this corporation, whatever the hell you want to call it, it's just, it's all kinds of fishy, I feel mm-hmm. like. I feel like they do recruit humans, but I feel like there's something definitely behind closed doors that we don't know about that we can use that supernatural thing
for. Exactly.
It, you know?
I agree with that. And thanks, Corey. I just saw you think we have some good predictions.
Thanks.
Appreciate that. So, yeah, I mean, next week we've got a hellhound, the hellhound. So we're going to kill that, and then I'm hoping after that we get to see a little bit more of Kelly, the baby, what's going on with Dagon.
Yeah. I'm very interested
more of that,
to see
because
that
baby just keeps growing quickly.
She's getting
so
big pretty
she's
quick.
Already, yeah, she's yeah. already moving beyond. So, I mean, we're predicting that it's obviously by the end of this season.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So,
yeah. I don't know. I'm really loving what the writers are doing with the season of just, like, we have our A story and our B story, and we're just kind of, like, at full throttle on both.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
We see Cass next week come back.
Finally! Because I missed him this episode.
So, yeah, we got lots of good things coming.
And
I'm so excited. We're so far into this season, and it's crazy. And it's just, like you said, going full steam ahead. So much is happening, and we're getting all the things happening all at once, which is great, because sometimes I think they drop a storyline for 8 episodes and you're like, what is going on with the Grombies, or what's going on with this, and,
oh my God, Grombies.
And then they come back to it and you're like, oh, okay,
yeah, I was like, oh, what happened,
but they're keeping that little teaser, they're just giving us enough, they're giving us that little bit of, they're keeping us on the hook,
which I think maybe they probably learned from last season, because I feel like we did get that where we kind of strayed from the main story and then eventually we came back and I was like, I don't remember what happened last
exactly.
time, 'cause there's so much filler.
They've got to keep reminding, and not in the beginning when they're like, when we find out what's happened, when they go back in time.
But
we need we need it in the episode to understand what's happening. They need to push the storyline a little bit, and they are doing that this season.
Yeah,
so it's
and I
really
mean,
good.
You can still have filler. Just keep it to 1 to 2 episodes. Don't do 8, and then we're like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Alexis, let everyone know where they can find you till next week and talk to you all about Supernatural.
Hey, guys. You can find me all over social media at atorres890. I'm going to be in Vegas this weekend for KlexiCon, so if you guys are in Vegas or going to that con, hit me up. We're going to hang out. I'll be there I'm leaving 6 a.m. tomorrow, and we'll be there until Sunday afternoon. So please, come hang out with me.
That's awesome. Have a blast.
I'm going to try, because I'll be working.
Hey, guys. This is Lindsay here and Flat Stanley. You guys can tweet me, find me on Instagram, Facebook, all things social media at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER, or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com. We will see you next week for another action-packed episode of Supernatural. Till then.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.